It's 90.3 KEXP here in Seattle and worldwide, kexp.org. I'm Stevie Zoom, and right now we're going to have some live music. We want to welcome back to our studios A Place to Bury Strangers, a brand new album, Transfixiation, just finishing up a U.S. tour, and we'll talk about the tour and the new record in a little bit, but if you're ready for a couple songs, that'd be wonderful.
Thank you.
It's 90.3 KEXP here in Seattle. Live music from A Place to Bury Strangers. Transfixiation is the new album, playing a couple of songs from the new record. Thank you guys for being here again this afternoon. Thanks for returning to Seattle. Oliver here to my left with on guitar and vocals. Dion on bass. And Robbie is on drums. And you've been here at the station, and we had one of our remote broadcasts in New York. So thanks again for being here.
Yeah, it's great to be back.
Your previous time you were here in this room, one of my most favorite and memorable in studios ever.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
So, and that right there just showed why, the last couple of songs. Well, you guys are just finishing up the U.S. tour here for the new record. And you guys look pretty good, look pretty healthy here for the end of the tour on the road. Did things go as planned, hopefully, for this U.S. tour?
Things were great. Things were fantastic on this tour. It was really fun. I was worried before the tour started if we were going to pull all this stuff off, but it's been good and fun.
All right. The new record. And Robbie is the new man here on drums for this new record. You had the album Worship in 2012, and then I kind of heard that you started to record again for this new record, and then things kind of were kind of start-stop after that. Is that kind of how it went?
Yeah, it was. It just got to be too much. We were trying to record this record, which kind of captured our live show, and so we had just gotten done with this really long tour, and we went right into the studio, and we were recording pretty much every day for like a month or so straight, and it was just too much to handle, but it was good. Too much loud volume and crazy rock and roll.
Too much loud volume even for you guys.
Maybe.
Everybody has a point. So Robbie's the new guy. So where did Robbie come in on this on the new record?
Right, I think like halfway through the Worship touring, right? Or right at the beginning of it?
The beginning of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the beginning of the Worship touring. We finished Worship, got Robbie on board, toured for two or three years after that, and decided to capture more of a live band because of the two or three years of touring. We'd been playing a lot, and so yeah, that's Transfixiation.
So when you got things going again for this new album, and you said you were trying to capture more of a live sound, when you picked it up again to continue the recording on this one, mm-hmm. did it go as smoothly as you hoped for with the break?
I mean, a record never goes smooth, you know. It's probably not going to be a very good record if it goes so smooth anyway. So it started off, we started writing a lot of songs around about March, or just before that, 2013. We recorded a bunch in Norway. Then we wrote a bunch more, went on a long tour, and then we tried to capture, you know, the band at the end of that tour. We recorded for a couple of weeks. We kind of recorded ourselves into the ground a little bit. And but it worked. Essentially, it was good. It was come out.
I know every band is different, but it's kind of interesting. Recently, I've heard a couple of other bands talk about how a little more difficult to make a record.
It's,
I mean,
every
situation is different. But
I mean, I've never made a record in an album that's easy. I mean, it's always quite an emotional roller coaster and a lot of hard work. You know.
Yeah.
And they never turn out the way you plan, and you got to go with the flow, and it's always a learning curve.
Now, you guys are going to be done with this U.S. tour, then take a break for a week or so, and then you guys are heading out for a lot of European dates.
Yeah.
That's going to be exciting. Springtime in Europe.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Very nice.
We'll probably come back and tour the fall again in the U.S.
Yeah. Excellent. That's good to hear. Mm-hmm. A Place to Bury Strangers, Transfixiation is the new album. I wanted to ask you about a Record Store Day release you had a couple years ago, one of the pioneering bands of Portland in the Northwest, Dead Moon, that record that you did. I was wondering what the inspiration was and how that came together.
They're just such a great band. We were listening to a lot of Dead Moon on this tour that we're doing. I think it was even the Worship tour. And we just were like, man, this is, you know, they're one of the greatest bands, one of the most rocking guitars and awesome punk band, so it just seemed like, why not pay tribute to someone who deserves tribute to?
Dead Moon, to me, I don't know, their music is just so honest and real and gritty, and that is kind of what we try to do as well. I mean, the music is different, but we also we don't try to do it. I don't know, we're not a bunch of fakes, and we're not trying to put on a persona or anything. We're just trying to make the most, the best music we know how to make, you know.
Yeah, the honesty of where you're coming from with the sound you're
doing. Yeah, I mean, Dead Moon encapsulate that probably more than any band, you know.
Yeah. Well, I was happy to pick up that record that day on Record Store Day, so thanks for doing that.
Right on. Cool.
All right, you guys ready to keep going for a couple more songs?
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
You've been listening to A Place to Bury Strangers live here on 90.3 KEXP. Again, the new album is Transfixiation. Thank you, guys.
Thank you
so much for being here, and all the best on the European adventure next month.
Thanks so much.
All right, and a big thank you to our engineer, Kevin. It's 90.3 KEXP, Seattle.